With the city still asleep, this Ukrainian SWAT team sets off on its daily mission, going after people suspected of having links with Russia. The nightly curfew is about to be lifted. They are sure the person of interest is still at home.
Есть, к сожалению, у нас в городе люди, которые поддерживают.
We have people in Odessa who support Russia. We found weapons and ammunition they were planning to use once the Russian army arrived in the city to destabilize the situation and use against our local officials. They have connections to the Russian military.
Планировали, когда зайдет Россия.
Ukraine has been under martial law since the beginning of the war. The government believes that informants are helping the Russian army underground. So this has become their main task, going from home to home in the hunt for possible collaborators. This man turned out to be innocent. But on the second raid, the man opens the door wearing a t-shirt from his days as a soldier in the Soviet army. Do you have any Russian emblems or symbols, they ask? He denies. But in the next room, they find the Russian colors. His computer reveals he is following Russian news outlets, banned in Ukraine since the start of the war. And when pressed about the conflict,
we were shooting in Donbass for 8 years, and now they are bombing us in return. Who is right? Who is wrong? I don't know. Ask the politicians.
But it's messages on his phone that arouse the most suspicion, glorifying the Russian military's past and present, and talking about the Ukrainian army in a derogative way. Technology is having a big role in this war. There are several apps and chat rooms where citizens can submit photos, videos, and information about people or vehicles they deem suspicious. Cyber investigators sift through hundreds of tips every day. Once verified, they pass on the information to the SWAT team. Ukraine claims that more than 700 collaborators have been detained and dozens of acts of sabotage have been disrupted so far. But it's a fine line, especially in places like Odessa, which share historical roots with Russia. It's a difficult situation, Svetlana tells us, as her husband is taken away.
We do not agree with the war, but we lived in Soviet Union. I'm half Russian. How can I throw the Russian flag away? Yes, I don't agree. I don't understand what's going on, but this is my blood. Should I have a lobotomy to erase it? It's more difficult for him because all his army veteran friends are there.
There are still people in Ukraine who are torn between the two identities, condemning Russia's attack on the country, but not able to disavow their past. Most of the people questioned on that day were let go. For the police, the task of figuring out who poses a real threat is a challenge. Hod Abdelhamid, Al Jazeera, Odessa.